Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All right, good evening, and good morning in some parts of our broadcast area across the country and around the world on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Calling All Sports. Welcome aboard. Marty Terrell along the way, a Monday into a Tuesday with Dominic Jimenez at the controls as we talk the world of sports up to the top of the next hour. And a ton to get to. The NFL, you know, week 18, we'll spend just a few minutes on that, but a lot on moving forward. The windshield's bigger than the rearview mirror, so we'll look through the windshield at the expanded NFL playoffs. So we look forward to that as well as we get ready for, you know, really the, you know, I say this all the time, best time of the year. I say that about 15 times throughout the sports calendar. You know, when, you know, fall rolls around and baseball is colliding, you know, the baseball playoffs colliding with the start of the NHL, NBA, and, of course, the NFL's in full swing. That's the greatest time of the year. Then they go cuckoo over the bowl season. That's the best time of the year. Then we get to the NFL playoffs leading into the Super Bowl. That's a great time of the year. And then March Madness, that's a great time of the year. And, you know, then the Masters and all the other craziness. So, hey, we love sports, and that's what we do here on Sports Byline Broadcast. The common man. The common fan, Mr. Fred Smith, going to weigh in from his New England outpost. We won't go too New England-centric because there's a lot going on. As I, you know, take a quick peek at the playoffs, I look at Seattle Niners as we get the Saturday menu underway at 4:30 East and then 8:15 Chargers-Jags in a primetime Saturday night spot. Looking forward to that. You know, then you flip over to Sunday where you got the triple header. You kick it off with a great spot, Miami-Buffalo, and then you got the Giants, Vikings, Ravens, Bengals. And, you know, they couldn't help themselves, the NFL. They got to put, you know, the Cowboys, America's team, still in Tampa against the GOAT, Brady, 8:15 East on Monday. And that's where we get started on the 16th of January. And, you know, hard to believe that's a week away. So we got a week to break it down. We got a big week ahead. We'll come back here and get it started here with the common man and the common fan, Mr. Fred Smith. We look forward to it. We are presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and our good friend Randy Byrne. We'll salute a high school for their high school athletics and their academics, courtesy of Vanguard Utility Partners. I'm Marty Terrell, getting it started on a Monday night into a Tuesday here on Sports Byline Broadcast. It's Calling All Sports, SiriusXM, and the American Forces Radio Network. Keep it right here.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
All right, talking to World of Sports here on Calling All Sports, Sports Byline Broadcast, Marty Terrell. Hey, later on in the week, the all-time, I mean, this guy's numbers, the highest-selling author, literally, I think even more than J.K. Rowling, is James Patterson, and he'll be on the program with us this Thursday along with fabled, and I mean all-time great sports writer Mike Lupica and book author. They have combined. They have joined forces on a series of books, and I'm really looking forward to that on Thursday the 12th. Now, remember, these interviews are fluid, as you know, we found out with Rappaport. You know, these guys are busy. They're on a book tour, so, but tentatively, James Patterson, Mike Lupica on Thursday, thanks to Darren Peck and the whole crew at Sports Byline Broadcast. All right, let's get him in here. He's the common man. He's the common fan. He's always streaming when he isn't screaming, or he's screaming when he's streaming. And that's our man, Fred Smith, from his New England outpost. Fred, what's going on? How are you? It was good to talk to you over the weekend and kind of be in lockstep on the world of sports and life in general. How are you?
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Good to talk to you again. Yeah, doing okay on this Monday. You?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. All right, let's not go crazy. We got a lot of ground to cover, so you know, I knew you're new to this, so I'm not trying to intimidate you, but we got a lot to do, and I don't want to be all New England centric. But Belichick's coming back for a 24th year. I mean, this was a weird year watching the Pats. You know, and Buffalo blew them out twice, really. I mean, not the first time so much, but, you know, listen, the baton has been passed, so let's not go crazy with too much time here, but where are the Pats? Where are Belichick? What's going on with that team real quick coming off that bushwhacking in Buffalo yesterday?
Well, mainly it's the coaching staff underachieved. What I read and what I was hearing on sports radio out here, I mean, they got the players, they got the talent, but the coaching fell way short this year, and I think there's grumbling amongst the players. They didn't like what was going on, and I guess some of them were vocal, and Bill didn't take a liking to that. But the younger players, it's a whole different culture in the locker room there now. Bill's ways of coaching used to resonate, but you know, you get these younger guys, they expect more, and I guess they speak up when they don't like what they're seeing. But, you know, the coaching let them down. It was an inconsistent season throughout the season. And they lost the easy games. So, that put them behind there. But, I think Bob Kraft's going to speak in on, you know, what's going to happen with the coaching staff. I think Belichick realizes that he's going to have to make some changes, too, as far as offensive coordinators and special teams. You know, that needs work. You got McCourty and Slater who are possibly going to retire. Those are two veteran players. You got like 20 guys on the free agent list. Some of them will go. Some of them will stay. I guess it's going to be a transitional year next year. I think Mac Jones has the capability, but, you know, what are you going to do when you got Matt Patricia, defensive coach, calling the plays? So just that experiment didn't work, and I think the players are frustrated by that because they knew they could do better.
Well, here's the thing I'm going to tell you. Belichick's going into, you know, 24 years. I'll tell you, he will never reach the heights that he reached. And the argument, the debate was settled, was it more Brady or was it Belichick? I always said it was the two of them in tandem, but that it was Brady. You know, they don't have a scoreboard for coaching. You know, they don't say this coach, you know, Belichick leads McDermott 24-21. So I'm not buying or eating that stew where they're going to blame the coaching. The coaching for the entire 8-9 finish. Give me a break. They didn't execute. They couldn't tackle anybody on two touchdown runs on special teams. They fumble. Jacoby Myers made the stupidest play in the NFL history. I mean, there's got to be some accountability with these players. If they're going to blame coaching, I'd cut every damn one of them that pipes up about coaching. You know what? Take responsibility. You are 8-9. You are a far cry from a great New England team of yesteryear, even going back to the initial one back in 2001. They need to shut up about the coaching and play football. Fred, that irritates me. It really does. I don't want to hear them blaming coaching. Was there problems there? Sure. Was there just function there? But to sit here and blame the entire coaching situation for this 8-9 finish is ridiculous.
Well, that backfired on him when he suspended the punter, Jake Bailey. He's the long leg. That's what cost them the game yesterday. Nick Folk can't really get it deep in the end zone for a touchback, and they missed that leg. That backfired on Belichick. I don't know. There's some miscommunication where he sat those two players or suspended them, but those two runbacks really hurt them, and fundamentals of players didn't stay in their lanes. They didn't use their hands. I mean, it was it was a good story for Buffalo. They were going into a tough situation out there. I was optimistic. And then the opening kickoff, it's like, did I just see what I thought I saw? You know, it was unbelievable. You couldn't script it. But I felt good for the Buffalo crowd. They were on a mission yesterday. And certainly, they gave them, they didn't give them 14 points. The Patriots would have been in it. But just didn't, they didn't execute. And some of the play calling was suspect. But, I am glad for Buffalo with the whole DeMar Hamlin situation. So, good for them. They'll move on.
Yeah, I think they're in good shape. I think they'll take care of the Dolphins, beat them 32-29 in that Saturday night snow game. So we'll keep an eye on that. All right, let's go. Dallas, that's going to be a big spot against Brady on Monday night, a week from tonight. You know, a lot of pressure on Dak Prescott. Go ahead.
What did Dallas do yesterday? That was, like, terrible. They had 160.
The game didn't matter, Fred, so who cares?
Well, that's a heck of a way to go into the playoff. I could see if they were playing a second-string quarterback or something, but, really Washington handed it to them. But, they've been inconsistent all year. Dak Prescott's been inconsistent all year, too. He's Jekyll and Hyde. So they'll have their hands full with Brady. They didn't do much yesterday. Of course, it didn't mean nothing. They got into the playoffs with a losing record. But, we'll see what happens. But, I give Brady, he's the GOAT for a reason. We'll see what happens. They could come up with a big game,
Yeah, he was the greatest of all time, but that was a long time ago. I mean, you know, he won a Super Bowl a couple years ago. Good for him. You know, I've never seen a playoff draw that looked so easy to me. There's nobody, honestly, in the AFC that can play with Kansas City. When Kansas City's on their game, Fred, and we're going to expand more on this in the second segment here tonight and into the morning. But I'll tell you, if they're on their game, KC's going to the Super Bowl. You can punch their ticket for Arizona. And I'm not so sure it isn't the same over in the NFC. Honestly, I think San Francisco and Kansas City are on a collision course from 3 years ago. I really do. I think the Eagles are a fraud. I don't think they can win without a healthy Hurts, and everything has to be perfect. San Francisco's defense, Brock Purdy's playing out of his mind. He's better than Garoppolo. I know that's a crazy thing to say. I think it's a Kansas City-San Francisco, a one seed against a two. I think it's so easy. All this other stuff is noise. Dallas, give me a break. Brady, give me a break. Minnesota, what are you kidding me? The Giants? I mean, this is the easiest playoff draw I've seen in 25 years. I can't believe it. I mean,
Yeah, we could have some quirky stuff happening. You never know. That's why they play them. But, yeah, Kansas City does look good with Mahomes and Kelce. Who's this Pacheco? Man, that dude.
Fantastic player.
You see him? He bounces up after plays. He's like wound up like a banjo. That dude, I don't know where he came out of, but he's a rookie, isn't he?
Yeah, he's fantastic. They got players, and you know, you can like Andy Reid, you can hate Andy Reid. The fact of the matter is, we only got 30 seconds. Hang in there. We got another segment, and we still got Dom's download coming up, and I'm going to really wind him up on the 49ers because they're my girl with the curl. They're the girl with the curl in the NFC playoff draw. We're coming back here. I'm Marty Terrell. It's Sports Byline Broadcast. It's Calling All Sports. Keep it right here. Don't you dare touch that dial.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
It's Terrell here. It's Calling All Sports, Sports Byline Broadcast. Thank you to Dominic Jimenez. Dom's download coming up. I always like that segment. And we got the common man. He's the common fan from his New England outpost, Fred Smith, as we talk the world of sports here. You know, and you know, if I'm wrong and if it's not Kansas City and San Francisco, you know, if Buffalo gets in, you know, it's going to feel, sadly, it's going to feel scripted. I mean, you know what's funny? After that opening touchdown run yesterday in the game against the Patriots, I thought Jim Nance was almost like a Freudian slip. He said, man, oh, man, that look, you know, that what a, you couldn't script it any better. And I thought, you know, that might have been a Freudian slip. To me, it felt scripted. And I know it wasn't. I'm just saying the thought crossed my crazy mind. But, you know, if Buffalo gets in, it's going to be America's story. And, you know, there are conspiracy theorists out there, Fred, that'll say it was all scripted. And, you know, since Hamlin went down with the cardiac episode and the comeback and they win the Super Bowl, you know, that, you know, it has a shelf life of all time, much like the Patriots winning the Super Bowl after 9/11 down in New Orleans, you know, all this crazy stuff. So, you know, I'm okay. Hey, if Buffalo gets to the Super Bowl, I'm all on board. How about you?
Yeah, same thing. That's, you know, we'll see how it plays out. It could very well go that way or very well could go the other way. But Josh Allen's been known to have a couple of dud games, but seems like they're riding on high right now. And if they got DeMar on the sidelines, you know, that's going to bring another extra set of electricity to the stadium and stuff. So, yeah, they, you know, they definitely got the momentum and trending in the right way. But, you know, this is playoff football, and anything can happen. And it's a matter of, you know, who's got the fewer turnovers, the fewer penalties, and who plays, you know, all three phases of the game. You know, the Patriots' defense, they had glimmers of an offense yesterday clicking, but the special teams let them down. So you got to have all three. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how these some of these teams, like Minnesota, well, you know, they let's see if they're for real. You know, the Giants could this coach for the Giants came from the Bills. I didn't realize that.
Before that, he's a Patriot. He's a Canadian kid. He's from Welland, Ontario. He's from the Buffalo Niagara Falls area. He's a disciple of he's a Belichick guy, Daboll.
Yeah, I knew that, but I didn't know he was out in Buffalo. So, you know, he's had a pretty good year. We'll see what they can do. So, yeah, it should be entertaining. It's a game. And, you know, whoever shows up ready to play, you know, made a better team win.
Hey, I was into that Jacksonville-Tennessee game Saturday night. I'm not kidding. I was into that game big time. What a crazy way to win the game. I mean, it was nuts. But I'll tell you what, I like that Jacksonville team. You know, if there's a sleeper, let's say Kansas City spits the bit and Buffalo, you know, spits the bit. You know, this Jacksonville story wouldn't be a bad story. I'm into this team. I mean, you can talk about Fabio, and he looks like Jesus Christ, Trevor Lawrence, but, hey, they got some ball players. I mean, they got some skill players, and defensively they get after it. Extremely well-coached Doug Peterson. He's had not only a taste of the Super Bowl, he's drank from the Lombardi Cup. So I think Jacksonville is an interesting story. What about you, Fred, the common man, the common fan? You into this Jacksonville situation?
Yeah, I agree with that. I really like the guitar national anthem that kicked off that game. That Paul Wayne did a heck of a job with the Jimi Hendrix rendition of the national anthem. That was electric. That was great. But, yeah, you know, Trevor Lawrence is finally, you know, showing his colors with a little coaching at Doug Peterson. And, you know, they were terrible last year, the Jaguars, you know. people were like making fun of him, but you know what a difference a year makes. And they had two number one picks back to back, Trevor Lawrence and his Trayvon Walker, an outside linebacker, and they've made a difference. So, and I also like the color of the uniforms down there. That was I like those Southern Florida colors. It makes you think of the warm weather, I guess. But yeah, that was an entertaining game. Vrabel's got his first losing season down there, so you know, it is what it is. They had their share of issues. They got quarterback issues. And
you know what King the highlight Henry, of my weekend Henry, was? My,
what?
What?
King Henry didn't do much.
Nah, forget him. You know what the highlight of my weekend was? Jacksonville Saturday night. And you're going to laugh when I say this. I love Prince Harry on 60 Minutes last night. Now, I bet you didn't watch that.
No, I didn't know. Was it, he's coming out with a book tomorrow?
Oh, man. He just absolutely told the truth, man. I thought it was one of the greatest moments in television. Man, he's awesome, and I love Meghan Markle. And you know what? His brother William and Kate Middleton are frauds. I'm telling you, Harry is the real deal. You know, look, he's a carrot top, but he basically told Buckingham Palace and the royal mafia, he flipped them off, Freddie. He flipped them off, and he took like he got $100 million deal, and he's set for life, and he flipped them off, and he was asked by Anderson Cooper if he would ever go back, and you know what he said? No. You gotta love that, Fred. You have to absolutely admire him, don't you, or no?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of a traditionalist and stuff, but he broke away. That was his choice. He's done with the military over there, right? Wasn't he, like, got himself into hot water, claiming he killed so many Iranians or Afghans or something?
Yeah, you got to understand, he's in the royal family. He could have, I mean, Trump didn't serve because he said he had curvature of the spine or some, you know, some meat between his ears. I mean, Harry, I mean, look at what he did. I mean, he didn't have to go serve for the British Army, and he did. He basically said, I want to go. And he said that's when he felt the most normal in his life is when he was fighting in Afghanistan for the British and the U.S. forces. Got to admire that in my book, no?
Yeah. I don't, you know, you don't hear about the British too much. I don't know what they're doing over there, but you know, I don't want to go down the political aisle there, but we all think you and I grew up with his mother. You know, we remember all that Princess Diana stuff, you know what I mean?
We loved her. Are you kidding me?
That was riveting, you know what I mean? Those kids were little, but we're getting old, Marty.
I understand. All right, back to sports real quick. Give me a quick hit on TCU in Georgia. I think it'll be a blowout tonight. And when I say a blowout, you know, I see 42-17, maybe 42-24. I don't see much of a chance for TCU, even though Max Duggan, the Iowa kid's a nice story, Max Duggan. I think it's going to be Georgia, and here we go. Dynasty big time in college football. Where do you go real quick?
No, I don't know. I think it's going to be a shootout here. They both got wicked offenses. Look at Georgia. It was 42-41 with Ohio State. I think it's going to be a high-scoring, kind of an entertaining game. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But I don't see a blowout one way or the other.
Monday. I'm going to run through these real quick. We only got a couple of minutes. Just give me first glance who you think's going to win. Seahawks Niners early game, 4:30 East on Saturday. What do you think on the 14th?
I like the Niners.
Chargers Jags 8:15 on Saturday night.
I like the Jags. That's a good story there. I like Trevor Lawrence.
All right, good job. You're following the script. Good job out of you. All right, let's get to Sunday early. This will be 1 o'clock East. Dolphins-Bills, the rematch from that Saturday night debacle a couple of weeks ago.
That could be interesting if Tua comes back, but, you know, I guess we'll know later in the week. But I got the Bills on that one.
All right, and then the Vikings host the Giants. That'll be 4:30 on Sunday. An interesting subplot here, a little line to why are the Vikings at home and only favored 3 against the Giants? That's an interesting, you know, and I'm not into the gambling, obviously, but Vikings-Giants up at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, but only favored by a field goal. That strikes me as odd.
I'm going with the G-men. I think Wink Martindale there is going to have his defense going. Duvall's going to pull a few tricks out of his hat. I think, you know, if they can get Saquon Barkley going, Minnesota don't have much of a defense. So
Ravens,
if Daniel Jones can avoid the turnover, that could be a G-man win.
I'd like to see that. Ravens-Bengals, you know, a lot of bad blood there real quick. 8:15 on Sunday night. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going with the Bengals. I never cared for the Ravens after Art Modell moved them out. Moved them to Art Comodell.
Monday night, 8:15. Here we go. Cowboys-Buccaneers down at Raymond James. Brady against Prescott. America's team against America's wonderkind, Tom Brady. Where do you go with Buccaneers hosting the Cowboys? You only got 30 seconds, so hurry up.
I'm going with the Bucs. I'm going with the GOAT.
You're a homer. All right. Freddie, good job, man. We'll talk to you next week, pal. Thank you for popping on.
Okay, bud. Thanks, Marty.
You got it. Get back to us. The common man, the common fan. All right, coming up, Dom's downloaded a lot more to get to on the playoffs. We'll look at what's streaming tonight. Well, you'll be screaming about sports-wise tonight as you download some of the big games and get after it tonight. We look forward to it. And we'll also salute a high school across the country tonight. We are in the state of Wisconsin, so we look forward to that. The lacrosse school systems up there in La Crosse, Wisconsin, right on the river between Wisconsin and Minnesota. We look forward to it. I'm Marty Terrell. It's Calling All Sports. We are on Sports Byline Broadcast. We're on Sirius XM across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Keep it right here on Sports Byline Broadcast.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Morty Terrell, glad you could be on board for a Monday into a Tuesday. Yeah, I mean, it's easy to go with the chalk. I can see people saying, look, it's going to be Buffalo, Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. Don't worry about that. The Eagles are going to have a healthy Hurts. They've got all the offensive weapons, defensively, special teams, very synergist in all categories of the game. Nick Sirianni's done a great job coaching. Why? Yeah, listen, I just don't see it. I really don't. I just don't. I see San Francisco. It's all coming together for San Francisco. And, you know, I mean, you look at that game, and granted, it's Arizona, and Arizona fired their coach, Cliff Kingsbury, today, and the GM. Complete rebuild there. The Kyler Murray situation, which isn't good. I mean, Arizona – yeah, look, they had their run with Warner for a while, getting to that Super Bowl against Pittsburgh, and then we all saw how that game ultimately shook out with the craziness at the end and the Harrison play right before halftime. What was that, 2010, 12 years ago already? My Lord, or 2011, whatever it was, down in Tampa. Look, the NFC to me, I think Philly's a paper tiger. I shouldn't say that. That's not fair. They're not a paper tiger, but I think Philly's just – I think they're a very suspect, vulnerable one seed. And they'll have the excuse of having a quarterback that's less than 100%, even though I think he's going to be 100%. They kind of shut him down the stretch under the auspices of an injury. But I think if they were in a contentious battle to get into the playoffs or to hold sway on the one seed, Jalen Hurts would have been Jalen healthy. But anyways, that's my opinion. But I just think San Francisco, because of that defense and, you know, the old cliche defense wins championships, they're extremely well coached and they've got skill players. Debo, Kittle is a force. Brock Purdy, I'm taking nothing away from him. He's a rocking chair quarterback. I mean, yesterday, what, 15 of 20, three touchdown passes, no picks. He's playing it smart. Granted, it was relatively a meaningless game. But it's going to be really fun to watch this run by the Niners. I mean, they're my, as I say, girl with the curl team. I don't see Seattle going into Santa Clara and beating them. And then you got the Giants, Minnesota, and then Dallas, Tampa. NFC to me is very interesting. To me, it's Kansas City over in the AFC. I will acquiesce. I will be in full receipt of Buffalo having the divine influence, the divine intervention, if you will. If that's how it goes, I'll ride the crest and I'll ride the wave of the Damar Hamlin wave of, you know, of a higher power yielding and bearing great fruit. I'll be in. I'll sign for it now if need be, but it's not need be. Everybody and their brother is interested in that story, and I'm on board too. I'll watch with great fascination as they open with Miami. And then we wait the outcome of the Baltimore-Cincinnati, and then you got the Chargers and the Jags. But I think ultimately it's going to be Mahomes, Kelsey, Andy Reid pulling the strings with Bieniemy and Spagnuolo on the coordinator side, both offensively and defensively. Great special teams, great skill players. Oh, by the way, they haven't really missed a beat with some high-profile defections. They've been fine. And they really haven't missed a beat, and I don't think they're going to miss a beat. But let's get to Dom's download, and our focus tonight is where I started, and that's San Francisco, and it's right near wheelhouse, Dominic Jimenez. And I just don't think they don't have to do anything flashy. They just have to play a little minor, a little Niner football and avoid the major mistakes and any, any hiccups, may they be minor in nature, extremely well coached. What say you about your Niners? What do you think?
I agree with you. I think I'm confident in the 49ers, and that's removing myself as a fan and being a homer. And even so, it makes me feel bad, like guilty, like, oh, I'm saying the Niners are going to win. I'm putting it out there. I'm going to jinx it. But I do think the Niners are the best team in the NFC. I definitely can see a scenario in which they end up in the Super Bowl again. The one thing that I'm interested to see is how does Brock Purdy handle the pressure of playoff football? It's cliche, yep. The bright lights, yep. But it's true. Yep. Things do change in the playoffs, and I'm looking at Brock Purdy's starts. Miami, Tampa Bay, Seattle, Washington, Vegas, and Arizona. He hasn't really played a very good defense yet, so what happens when he does play a good defense, when he plays a team like Dallas, if it were to line up that way, if he plays a Dallas or if he plays a Philadelphia? So I want to see how Brock Purdy handles that pressure, the external pressure of the media. It's the playoffs in addition to the pressure against facing a good defense. I want to see that. You highlighted perfectly all of the amazing weapons he has. Kittle, Debo, Ayuk, first career 1,000-yard receiving. Oh, and they also have this guy, Christian McCaffrey. So everything about the Niners is lining up perfectly, but I do want to see how Brock Purdy handles the pressure and then responds to any adversity in-game that he might face against a better team than he's faced so far.
Yeah, Dominic, well put. Dominic Jimenez with us here doing Dom's Download. You know what I like, too? And this is going to sound really, really simplistic, and people are going to say, oh, really? Playoff games often come down to a special teams. Robbie Gould is his namesake. He's gold. I love this guy. He's automatic. You can tell me about anybody else, Tucker in Baltimore, some of the great kickers. I'm telling you, Robbie Gould is going to figure prominently if the Niners make a run and get back to their second Super Bowl in 3 years. How about that?
100%. I will take Justin Tucker over Robbie Gould, but I would probably take Robbie Gould in my top five in terms of needing a clutch field goal. You mentioned special teams as a whole. The 49ers unit, which has typically not been good over the years, they have a real returner with Ray-Ray McCloud. He didn't break anything huge, but you know what? He has that game-changing ability to set them up at the 50 off of a kick return or something like that. Just having a threat like that is huge. The special teams as a whole has been solid. Punter Mitch Wishnowsky's been very good. Robbie Gould's been good. The long snapper, Tabor Pepper, I think they had a guy, Brian Jennings was the long snapper for the longest time. And when he retired, the Niners had problems finding a new long snapper. It's one of the positions nobody thinks about as being vital to an NFL team. At least fans don't think of it that way. But they finally got a guy in Tabor Pepper who can be a long snapper in the NFL, which is huge. So I do like the 49ers special teams unit. Very underrated
and,
unit.
You want to talk about special teams. I talk about special human beings, and that's Kyle Shanahan. Extremely well coached. He draws off that loss. He really does. He draws off that Super Bowl loss. We all know what that was about. I mean, that's a pass. I mean, Garoppolo missed a wide open receiver. The whole complexion of that Super Bowl loss to Kansas City changes. That being said, Shanahan, to me, he's got the bloodlines. I just think they're poised. And, here's the thing. We talk about all the skill players. Go to the defensive side of the football and that coaching box. They check those boxes top of the league in both departments. And that's a lot for me to admit. I think Shanahan is flat out, a great, great coach. I really believe that. And I never said that before. But look at the numbers. Look what he's done.
The numbers are great. I'm still going to strongly disagree with you. This is coming as a 49ers fan. I don't think Kyle Shanahan is a great coach. What I think is
You got to tell me why, Dominic.
So I think he's created a fantastic system which generates fantastic assistants. And I think the assistants are the ones that should be getting more credit than Kyle Shanahan. His offensive setup, fantastic. Plug and play what running backs, 1,000 yards, 800 yards, whatever. I will completely concede that point. He's fantastic at scheming, but we've seen his indecision, his inability to make the proper halftime adjustments, especially early on in the season. The second half of the season, the Niners were in control a lot more often than they were in the first half, but his inability to change the game plan from the first to the second half is maddening. It's frustrating.
Dom, hold the phone. I mean, you know, in 1 minute, he's doing a great job with the assistant coaches. When the assistant coaches perform at a high octane and high optimum level, you got to give the head man credit. And if they don't perform, you give them much of the blame. I agree with that, but you can't have it both ways. Not only that, I mean, the Boston Pops for years were great. Seiji Ozawa was the director of the Boston Pops, and they made nothing but sweet music. You got to give him credit. That's like the head coach. When the team is hitting on all cylinders and making sweet music, you got to give the head coach credit. And if they do misfire, he gets the blame. I can't kill him in one respect and then give him all this, you know, props and all this, you know, all the accolades if the assistant coaches are performing well and doing their job. That's an extension of the head coach, no?
To an extent, yes, but the success of the defense, I'm not going to give Kyle Shanahan credit for that. He's 100% an offensive guy. Him and Lynch, they've done a great job hiring the right guy, but I can give him credit for picking the right assistants and helping him, but I don't think as a in-game coach, he's very good. I think he's good at best. Better than Jimmy Garoppolo, I say he's average at best. Kyle Shanahan is a good coach. I think he's an amazing offensive coordinator, and I think long-term, that is where he would have more success. I don't think Kyle Shanahan, I think the team can get the job done this year, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did falter.
All right, if they do, and it doesn't surprise you, who's laying there? Who's laying there to pick up the pieces? Is it the one seed Philly? Is this going to be finally Minnesota? I mean, does Dallas or Tampa or the Giants pull off what would be a borderline miracle? So if San Francisco falters and your eyebrows aren't arched in surprise that San Francisco does spit the bit, who's there left to pick up the pieces in the NFC, in your opinion?
It'll either be Dallas or Philly. Philly's been great all year. Jalen Hurts, not 100%, but they actually have a running game this year for the most part with Miles Sanders and Boston Scott, which they haven't had in the past. They have a game changer with A.J. Brown, which they haven't had in recent years. So the defense, they added a bunch of guys. I think Gardner Johnson's there. Hassan Reddick's there. They've added some huge talent on Philly. And if Dallas, they're the most Jekyll and Hyde team that I can recall in recent memory. They play down to their opponents and look terrible 1 week, and then when everything is clicking, they look like the best team in the league, bar none. If Dak is confident, if Dak is rolling, it's going to be hard for teams to beat Dallas, and I don't like it. Dallas, obviously a longtime rival of the 49ers, but that's a fact. I think Dallas or Philadelphia, I wouldn't surprise me if either of them came out of the NFC.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And, you know, the funny thing with Dallas, too, and people, oh, they laid an egg. They could care less about that game yesterday. They were locked into that 4-5 game as the 5 seed against Tampa. So, you know, that I don't care. But I do subscribe to the theory that the most pressure in the NFC, in the postseason, in the NFC side of things, is number one, Dak Prescott, number two, Kirk Cousins, and probably number three would be Purdy, because I think you very, very professionally and accurately pointed to the pressure that Brock is going to face. Purdy's going to face under the bright lights and going up against a very, very solid team. Even if they were playing somebody even less than Seattle, it's the postseason, and I think you nailed it. All right, good job. I appreciate that. That was very solid. So in the end, right now, Dom, to finish up Dom's download, who's going to emerge out of the NFC right now? Gun to your head.
It'll be the 49ers, and whoever wins the matchup, should it come to it, between the Bills and the Bengals, that team will represent the AFC in the in the Super Bowl.
Wouldn't that be something? We might see a Cincinnati-San Francisco Super Bowl, and we saw that in the past as well, in a Super Bowl that was marred by Stanley Wilson's cocaine intoxication the night before the game. Wouldn't that be something? I'm Marty Terrell. We'll come back streaming. What do you be screaming about sports-wise while you're streaming all the sports tonight on the web, across the country and around the world? I'm Marty Terrell. It's Calling All Sports. It's Sports Byline Broadcast. Dom's download. We appreciate that. Coming up, we'll salute La Crosse, Wisconsin, and their high school athletics and academics, courtesy of Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne. I'm Marty Terrell on Calling All Sports.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number. 800-634-0482. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
All right, we're talking the world of sports. We don't have to do a lot of streaming and screaming tonight because it's simple. It's TCU and Georgia. We look forward to that. I mean, that's where we're at. I mean, that's going to carry the night. Yeah, there's some, I think, college basketball game, a little bit of puck and a little bit of NBA. But it's all about the college national championship. Stay tuned for analysis and almost by paralysis or until paralysis on Sports Overnight America. But La Crosse, Wisconsin, and again, Randy Byrne and Vanguard Utility Partners saluting the high schools. And, you know, they've got Providence Academy there. And you look at the success in the classroom and on the fields in La Crosse, Wisconsin. My Lord. La Crosse Polytechnic School on Fifth Avenue South. And, of course, the Seven Rivers High School. But, I mean, and you go over to Onalaska across the way, still in Wisconsin. And then Aquinas High School, Logan High School. Central High School, they have, I mean, you look at the success, football, basketball, baseball, and, you know, the swimming teams and some of the others. So, La Crosse, Wisconsin, yes, sir. Great job out of you folks. We salute all you student athletes and some of your accomplishments, both on the diamond and in the classroom, really do set an incredible standard in Wisconsin. So we appreciate that. And again, Vanguard Utility Partners, proud to help us salute communities in their 7-state footprint of Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Arkansas. So thank you to them for supporting it as we head into 2023. We like to support our student athletes and give them the salutations that they deserve. All right, good job. I think Georgia in a route. We get ready for a busy week. Mike Lupica, James Patterson coming up later on this week. Plus, we got a whole bunch more. Rick Carter, Adam Burke's going to join us on Friday. We'll do some comedy. We'll do some lifestyle news. We'll do some travel news as we get headed towards the Super Bowl and Arizona this year. So we got a lot to get to. Good job out of Dominic Jimenez, the whole crew. The common man, the common fan, Fred Smith from his New England outpost. We appreciate his contributions. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us throughout the night across the country and around the world here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network through Sports Overnight America. We'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. Good night.